Hello, everyone. Welcome to Ugly Buddies. My name is Steven.
My name is George.
And today, we're just by ourselves, and we're just recording this little intimate chat, Season 3, Episode 12. Sisters on a verge of a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
Which the title is inspired by Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, directed by the fabulous Pedro Almodovar, if I got his name correct. So what do you think about this episode?
Well, jumping right in, I love the montage with the hands. I just thought it really emphasizes the true importance of hands in terms of human connection.
Mm.
And I love the choice of song during that montage.
And I love the pan over at the empty Suarez house. And then they're all just sitting and waiting. It's, you know, it was so sweet. It seemed like it was, you know, at the end of the day, Betty cares about her family.
Yeah, and she's still trying to take care of everybody and hold down the fort, even though in this episode, she's still not living at home. She's still in her apartment in the city.
And this is the episode where she's trying to find the balance between work and home and when a dire work home situation.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, sometimes you gotta have to make that choice.
Yeah.
And this episode was so heartbreaking. Again, as I say before, and I'll say it again, I'll say it three times in the future, Anna Ortiz was acting her face off.
Yes. Such great vulnerable moments from both America Ferrera and Anna Ortiz in this episode.
And that moment when, oh, well, we'll get there. You know what moment I'm talking about. But let's just start at the beginning, shall we? Which is a fabulous place to start, which I hear.
Oh my God, Amanda's the worst roommate ever. Sometimes you feel like she's going to get there, and then, you know.
Oh, and then when she named, there's little Betty, she's a fighter. They're like,
yeah.
They always give the best lines to Amanda. Making, oh my gosh.
So just to catch up our listeners from the last episode, Ignacio had his heart attack.
Mm.
Betty was out of the office for 2 weeks, and you can clearly tell by the way her desk looks.
Yes. I mean, like, literally, Betty holds down the fort in Daniel's life. I mean...
Yeah, she holds down the fort in everybody's life.
And that's why she deserves everything.
Yes.
And this is the saga between Daniel and Molly and Connor and Wilhelmina continues.
There's a lot of sagas here. I feel like you get, like, the battle of the sisters now. Hilda versus Betty in this episode.
Yeah, because...
Who's there more? Who's taking care of Poppy more? Who's, you know, all that stuff.
Someone called me Poppy today.
Aw.
Yeah, sure. Sure it was an aw. Look, look, look. Yeah, sure, aw.
Yeah. That's a compliment, usually.
Yeah. Then, okay, Poppy. I'll let you translate that later.
And of course, Connor and Wilhelmina have a dead giveaway with the tan lines.
I love that.
From the goggles.
And their vacation photos. The vacation photo drama.
And then Wilhelmina, I do miss work. The look of fear in people's faces.
And I love how
I like how in this episode, at least a different word didn't get used in this episode, because this almost chartered into that territory when they said, even the special boy. I'm glad at least they used that instead of another word.
Mm, the words we don't talk about.
Yeah, so I felt like in this episode, I was like, ooh, that bordered, that it chartered, I mean, I don't know if that's the right term, chartered, bordered.
Towed the line.
It towed the line, but I'm glad they at least used the word special instead of the alternative word. That usually gets used to describe.
When people use the...
Which we call the R word.
When people use the hard R...
Yes.
It makes me violently upset because I think about a lot of things. Because I used to be in a special ed.
I did too. So
yeah, like I was because I had speech therapy mm-hmm. and
I had speech therapy too.
And occupational therapy.
I used to say all my TH is like F. So instead of saying throw it away, I'd say fro it away.
I had a very, very bad lisp. And my tongue was attached to the bottom of my mouth. And they had to snip it. But you know, that's fun facts. Who cares? Who cares about my struggles and my pain? I mean.
So back to Ignacio. Now yeah. He's recovering from the heart attack. And
Betty's being overprotective. And
Taking him to different doctors.
And Hilda say, like, you know, you need to relax. And then when Claire gives this opportunity, she jumps on it. And they're like, we need to make sure that everything's okay. So she takes Ignacio to the doctor and all these tests. And then
I love one of my favorite time capsule jokes is when there's a picture of former Vice President Dick Cheney and former President Bill Clinton right next to each other, and Betty's like, well, at least there's one thing they can agree on. And they started to get more political references in this season, because this was the same year Obama was elected, in this season. 2008 to 2009, so Obama was elected during this season.
You don't see my... Listeners, you don't see my hand, but it's in a...
What a great time to be a college student. What a great time to be alive. That was the first election I participated in, and I felt so honored to have such a historic election to be a part of in 2008, and I was a part of it, and it was so exciting.
Yeah, it was so... It's a magical, like, you know, we elected the president. We helped elect the first black president, and we elected him again to stay.
Yes.
And we all know we would have elected him a third time.
Yeah.
But you know what? Yep. We don't talk about the Dark Ages.
Yeah, we don't talk about the orange Cheeto that proceeded.
Wow. I mean, he's still human.
Yeah. I liked Whoopi's phrase on The View, when he was there. So, the guy in the White House would never say his name.
Don't speak words of power. You learned that. Don't speak words if you don't want to conjure them.
So, one of my favorite, you were talking about Amanda getting the best lines earlier. And my favorite Amanda line, just because this so showed how ditzy she was looking for the word... They're genetic, but she said they're generic. Because she was thinking that that Betty had genetics, you know, because
heart attacks. Yes, it's very genetic.
But she said they're generic. So that was my personal favorite Amanda line from this episode.
And I love the thing that kicks off like the drama of this episode, Betty mixing up different envelopes that went to different places, and you learn a lot about a certain person.
Oh yeah, I have to give a shout out to Alec Mappa. Great work in this episode.
He's been working forever.
Well, I mean, I was watching all the Thanksgiving Friends episodes this week.
He was in one of them.
More turkey, Mr. Chandler. So So yeah, it's just they find out the truth about Suzuki St. Pierre in this episode and who he really is. Alec Mappa got to really, you know, butch it up in this episode and flex a completely different muscle.
He used that accent work training. I'm proud of that.
Yeah, he did great work in this, and it gave him an opportunity to just show us a completely different side to his acting. And I love the brilliant swipe cut they used to go from the TV to the actual studio with Suzuki St. Pierre. I thought that was a brilliant swipe cut. I love the editing in these shows.
That's the thing about Ugly Betty. They have like some of the best editing. I wonder if they ever been nominated for editing.
And Wilhelmina is like a schoolgirl with Connor now. She keeps missing meetings. But that's excellent for Mark in this episode, because just like Betty, now Mark gets his turn to step up and be the leader at work. However, but Wilhelmina shows up and takes over again. So now you're starting to see the unraveling between Mark and Wilhelmina, because now Mark is starting to feel confined to his job and to his place. And like, oh God, this is going to be it for me. This is going to be the highest I ever get is henchman for Wilhelmina Slater. So you start to see the unraveling and their dynamic in this.
And the show's like, you know, Mark is talented and have real desires. And then...
You're going to start to see the shift in their relationship, and I feel like it starts with this episode.
Mm-hmm. And I would love earlier in the episode when Wilhelmina was putting that illegal panda cream on his eye. It was panda, right?
I'm not sure.
I forgot what it was. I should...
Well, I mean, you start to see one of the things I really took away, was you start to see relationships drift in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all humans and we're going to go through our ups and downs with one another. And then I, of course, my favorite Mark line was give my love to Tom and his chest hair. Because Wilhelmina was off to go do a meeting with Tom Ford. And then this is a historical episode because this is the episode... Want to say what the historical moment in this episode is?
No, I'll let you take it.
Betty moves out. She has to, though, because she has to go home and take care of her father, or, you know, or as Wilhelmina, and, or as Hilda and Betty lovingly call him, Poppy. Poppy Suarez. But I covered all my notes for episode 12, so if there was anything else that you wanted to say for this episode...
Oh, there's plenty of stuff in this episode I want to say.
So, let's hear it.
I want to talk about... Oh my gosh, there's so many things I want to talk about. In this episode, I love Hilda and Betty when Betty lost Ignacio because he was done early, because, you know, there was nothing wrong with him. It was just so sad. It's just like they were both coming from a place of love, and it's like, you know, it's hard to communicate when there's, you know, when something traumatic happens. It's just like, you, even though you speak with your heart, your ears don't listen. You know, and yeah, you're speaking from your heart, but your ears don't listen. You know, that's the funny thing. God gives you two ears to listen and one mouth to speak, so you should listen more than you talk. You know, and it was just so heartbreaking, and it was so like important. But I know that relationship is gonna heal, because Hilda wanted like to get her money for the family too, and that's what Betty was doing. Yeah. They were all trying to.
Everybody was trying to pitch in.
And that's the thing. They were all moving from a place of love, and it was so sad. And then somehow, even though Betty saved the day, those pictures got out.
Yeah.
A picture got snapped. And then Connor saw it, and he knew. He's about to figure it out. And that's next episode.
I think the minute he saw that hand, I think, you know, he didn't officially know it was Daniel, but he knew, okay, there's some guy. And the plot thickens.
The plot thickens. I mean, I love season 3 is a good season, but for me, the second half of season 3 is really, really, really strong. And it's just really going in.
I feel like they finally came into their own with season 3. They were shooting in New York, which is, I feel that's what Silvio Horta wanted all along, was for the show to shoot in New York City. Because the pilot was shot in New York City.
And the pilot's still one of the best episodes of TV.
So I feel like for season 3, they were really starting to come into their own. They were established. They were an award-winning show by this point. Now they were getting the opportunity to shoot in New York City instead of Los Angeles, so they could really utilize the New York City locations. I feel like they were really coming into their own. Betty's not involved in the romantic tanglements as much. She's now focused on her career again. And
that's what I read, that Silvio wanted to focus Betty on her career and goal, because like season 2 was so much
And it was a love triangle, ultimately, Henry, Gio, and Betty, so.
And she wants to, and if I, where I read it, it's like he wanted to refocus on, like, Betty's goal of, like, owning a magazine one day.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. That's what's happening. And this, yeah, I think that's all my notes.
So, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and tune right in for next week's episode where the plot continues to thicken.
It's juicy.
Very juicy.
So without further ado, my name is Steven.
My name is George.
Bye. Jazz hands.